A billionaire media figure for US president. Well, they've already got one, haven't they? But will there be another one in the form of Oprah Winfrey?
The new day is on the horizon. And when that new day finally dawns, it will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men.
Just a snippet of Oprah Winfrey's speech at the Golden Globes this week, where the women, of course, wore black and celebrities backed the Me Too movement against the culture of sexual assault and harassment in their industry. The speech immediately sparked speculation and, for some, alarm that the former TV host, movie actor, special correspondent and very savvy businesswoman might become candidate Winfrey for the Democrats. Her possible run came up at a media call with President Trump.
Hey, can you beat Oprah, by the way?
Yeah, I'll beat Oprah. Oprah would be a lot of fun. I know her very well. You know, I did one of her last shows. She had Donald Trump, this is before politics, her last week. And she had Donald Trump, and my family was very nice. No, I like Oprah. I don't think she's going to run.
Donald Trump there. But others worry it is a continuation of the trend personified by the current US leader that rejects intellectual depth and expertise should Ms. Winfrey decide to run. The indications are mixed, but what happens if she does? Jeremy C. Young is Assistant Professor of History at Dixie State University in Utah and author of The Age of Charisma. Jeremy Young, thank you for your time. Oprah Winfrey for president. You tweeted that you're glad people are finally taking her seriously as a presidential candidate for the Democrats. Why?
Well, thank you for having me on. And I think that Oprah Winfrey is a figure who really has been, is not only poised to run for president now, but has been poised to run for president for a very long time, and no one has really realized it. I think she's been a plausible candidate at least since 2008 when she stumped for Barack Obama in the South in the primary, and possibly even longer than that. And I don't necessarily think that she should run, but I think that she's a viable candidate, and I'm glad people are finally talking about the possibility.
So what sort of a candidate would she be in terms of, I guess, campaigning, but also in policy terms?
I think in terms of campaigning, she would be the most charismatic presidential candidate since Ronald Reagan, without any question. She has remarkable political abilities. Watching her speak in 2008 next to Barack Obama, also a very, certainly a very charismatic figure, but he looked like a potted plant next to her. She's just unbelievably charismatic. Now, in terms of policies, there's the difficulty, I think, because while she's a very unique figure in terms of her charisma, she's a very conventional figure in terms of her policies. We can infer from the various things that she's done over the past couple of decades that she's very much a conventional liberal. Her policies wouldn't be all that different from those of Hillary Clinton or indeed of many of the Democratic candidates who are considering running in 2020 or different from Barack Obama. So I think for Americans who are looking for that, she would be an excellent representative of it. And for Americans who are looking for something different, she isn't all that different.
And there's nothing quite like the scrutiny that's applied to presidential candidates. I mean, it is so intense. It's one thing to get carried away with the idea of being president, but would Oprah be up to that test, do you think?
I think we learned from the experience of Donald Trump that these ubiquitous celebrities, and there really aren't very many of them, Oprah and Trump are maybe two of only five or six people who have that kind of cultural reputation, that these ubiquitous celebrities, it's easier for them in some ways because they've already been exposed to the tabloids for decades. People have already made up their minds about these people's character. So Oprah's not going to have to worry that she's going to get dirtied up and that people who like her are going to turn on her. People have already made up their minds whether they like her or not. The question is, do they want her for their president? And that's more of a traditional political question.
So what about the obvious thing about her? A black woman, that would be symbolism beyond even Barack Obama's symbolism as a president. Is that going to carry any weight, do you think, with the American public at this time?
I think that certainly some Democrats would be very happy to see an African-American woman as the standard bearer, and I would count myself as one of those. However, it's worth noting that Oprah is not the only African-American woman considering running. Kamala Harris is also an African-American woman, senator from California, a fairly serious potential candidate. And there are several other female candidates as well as African-American candidates. So I think that it certainly could help Oprah in a primary. I think it could help her with turnout in the general election. I also think that there are voters, just as there were when Barack Obama was running for president and for re-election, who will turn very harshly or look very harshly toward an African-American candidate for racist reasons. And I think that Oprah would have to contend with that as well.
Mm. So do you think she'll stand?
I think it's too early to tell. Right now, I would say no. But if here's what I would say. Oprah is the Hail Mary candidate. Oprah is the candidate you run if every other candidate is going to lose.
Jeremy Young, thank you very much for talking to us today.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Jeremy C. Young, Assistant Professor of History at Dixie State University in Utah and the author of the book The Age of Charisma.